We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Lewis out of the shotgun, the snap. Looks, now he's going to run. Diving into the end zone, he's in. Touchdown! Touchdown, Thad Lewis! Touchdown, Buffalo! And he's going right into the crowd for the Buffalo Bounce.
That's how it started in his second career NFL start, his first start with the Buffalo Bills last October. Thad Lewis and the Bills against the Cincinnati Bengals, that touchdown run 5 minutes into the game. Thad Lewis, Bills quarterback, live on the line with us right now. Thad, you remember that moment? Do you think about that touchdown run at all?
I cannot forget it, man. My first Bills touchdown, the first Bills start, it was very exciting.
The place went wild, and that was a kind of a wild game. You had the playoff-bound Bengals really on the run in that game, didn't you?
Oh yeah. Unfortunately, we couldn't pull it out, but man, it was a great game and a great confidence builder to see some of the things you needed to work on that week.
Did you feel, Thad, that you caught a lot of maybe even Bills fans by surprise by the way you stepped in and played in that game?
I would say so, because a lot of people didn't know who I was before I even got traded here. I haven't had any starting experience except the one game, but to be 5 weeks into it and 6 weeks into it, actually, I had to run the Bills offense. I could see some of the fans being kind of skeptical as I was getting out there to start, you know, for the Bills that week.
And even as the game went along, and this is last October 13th, Bills and Bengals, the Bills down by 7 points in the fourth quarter with just about a minute to go, and then this happened.
Lewis ready to go. The snap. Again, looks downfield. Cocks his arm, fires downfield. He's got Goodwin open in the end zone. Touchdown! 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 Flash Goodwin! Touchdown! 40 yards! 40 yards from Thad Lewis!
Extra point tied it up. Bengals won in overtime. I would think as a quarterback, Dad, there's not a much prettier sight than watching Flash Goodwin streak down the sideline and beat his man.
Exactly. You know, we kind of have the Goodwin rule. You know, if he's one-on-one, give him a chance and throw it up in the air, go get it. And so I kind of saw the matchup, and I gave him a shot, and he did just that.
That was a great play on what was a pretty good day, the first of your five starts for the Buffalo Bills last season. We're live on the line with Bills quarterback Thad Lewis. Thad, can you talk about last year and just how crazy it was for you? I mean, you kind of bounced around a little bit from you went to the Browns and then went to Detroit and then came to Buffalo, and you were signed the week before the season opener. I mean, it was, you had to feel like you didn't know whether you were coming or going there for a while at the beginning of last year.
Yeah, last year, very uncertain about my career at the time and, you know, knowing my role and things of that nature. And I can honestly say this probably was the first year I've been in the NFL. I kind of knew, you know, my role going into the offseason program with the team. And I'm just happy Buffalo gave me that opportunity.
Did you feel like you proved something? You must feel like you demonstrated something to the decision makers here at One Bills Drive by the five starts you had last year, huh?
Definitely think I did not enough, but did something to give them something to feed off of going into this offseason to hopefully pay close attention to me to see me build on it. I wouldn't say I was content with what I did. I definitely could get better at that, but I did enough to actually get an opportunity to bring me back and you know, have me an opportunity to make this team again as a backup quarterback.
One of the things you did was beat the Dolphins, your hometown team, twice. How much did you hear about that when you went home to the Miami area this offseason?
A couple guys called me and said, you can't come home because you beat the hometown team. But a lot of people were actually excited, and it was actually got an opportunity to see me play, who haven't saw me play since college. And, you know, just going against the hometown team, I would say it was more of a division rival, seeing the Chip Kelly and Dan Marino's play against each other. And I was in those shoes, and so I wanted to have the bragging rights. So it was a great team effort and great team win both times we played them.
A couple of wins for Thad Lewis at quarterback against the Dolphins last year. We're on the line with the Bills' backup quarterback. Hey, Thad, let me run a few names by you. We're approaching the draft, which starts tomorrow night. You left Duke and came out in 2010. See if you recognize these names. Mike Kafka, John Skelton, Jonathan Crompton, Rusty Smith, Tony Pike. What do all those guys have in common? You know?
They were drafted and I wasn't.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? And I don't think any of those guys are in the league anymore.
Right.
Along with Tim Tebow, by the way.
And another one that was in Buffalo, Levi Brown.
Levi Brown, yeah.
Played in the All-Star game with Levi. So I sat home with 7 rounds and didn't hear my name called. It was pretty discouraging, but Got that one phone call with a free agent deal with the St. Louis Rams, and I knew I had to make the best of my situation.
So it was disappointing. And did you think that maybe later in the draft, that by the third day, that you might hear your name called that year in 2010?
At least the fourth round, maybe to the seventh round. But, obviously, that wasn't my destiny or how I was, going to take my journey into the NFL. So, I had to play the cards that were dealt. And I think I've done a pretty good job playing the cards that I have been dealt.
Hey, Fed, knowing how close you are with your college coach, David Cutcliffe, down there at Duke, what did he say to you after that draft went and you did not get selected? Did he have any words of advice for you?
After I signed my free agent contract, he basically told me, hey, you got to take advantage of the opportunities. Remember some of the things you have and, you got to go out there and compete. And, he said that's part of it. If you're scared of competition, then this is not what you need to do. So, obviously, me being a very strong competitor, I made the rest of it. I actually made the 53-man roster that year.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. You didn't get a chance to play that year, though, right?
No, I didn't get a chance. After 2 weeks, they cut me in, and I finished the rest of the season on practice squad. But
right.
Just to make an opening day roster as a young kid coming out of college, when the odds are stacked against you as an undrafted free agent, was pretty encouraging to me.
Thad Lewis is our guest, and Thad, you've been here now for about 3 weeks, part of the voluntary off-season conditioning program. What has that been like for you and the other guys in the quarterback room so far?
It's been fun, actually. It's been a very tough, rigorous schedule, with lifting and running and things like that, but it's something that the team obviously need. I guess we can look back on the film and say it's a couple of games that we should have won. So now is the time to think about it as, you on that last set, running-wise, as well as lifting weights, saying, we came so close last year, so, we got to do whatever we need to do to get it done.
Have you been able to spend much time with the new quarterback coach, Todd Downing, yet?
Yes, actually. We call him TD. He's no stranger to me because I was with him in Detroit.
That's right.
But it's an extra added addition, when Coach Hackett has some things to do, you actually have that reliable source that you can actually talk to and he can fill you in on things like that. And just to have two guys on the same page is actually helping the quarterback room out a lot.
Got to be a world of difference, not just for you, but even for EJ, whose first year in the league was last year, and Jeff Toole, who's in the same boat as EJ. I mean, you guys finally get a full off season to absorb this offense, and you've had a chance to play in Nathaniel Hackett's offense last year.
Yeah, man. It's tremendous going out, knowing exactly what you're doing. And, the whole thing now is basically, ironing out the kinks, getting the communication and things of that nature down, because we're no huddle and we want to go fast. But at the same time, you want to be efficient and everybody be on the same page. So getting the opportunity to do that has been tremendous. It's been great. And, it's been going pretty smooth, so far.
I know you guys will be in for workouts tomorrow in the morning. Do you or do players get together and watch the NFL draft as it unfolds?
I actually watch it every year, because I remind myself as I watch it every year that, I didn't get the opportunity some of these kids are getting. So, and some of these kids are coming in the league trying to take your job. So whatever you need to do to continue to keep a job, it's kind of, it encouraged me every year, to make sure I stay up on my game. But also, I'm proud of some of the kids, that I might even know personally that's getting the opportunity to come to this league.
Well, Thad, we thank you very much for being on the air with us. We know we'll see you around here during the workout programs. Good luck to you. Thanks for being on with us tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me.
All right. Thad Lewis, Bills quarterback. How about that, the Goodwin rules? I'd never heard of that before. When Marquise Goodwin's got single coverage, that's where the ball's going. Pretty interesting stuff. Yeah, how about that list of quarterbacks drafted before Thad Lewis? I think I got them all. Tim Tebow, Jimmy Clausen, Colt McCoy. All right, Mike Kafka, John Skelton from Fordham, Jonathan Crumpton, Rusty Smith, Tony Pike, some guy named Sean Crawford, I guess. I mean, drafted that year. Most of them not in the league. Here's Thad Lewis. Started 5 games for the Bills last year.